T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's not a good start to the heating season for the city's public housing authority. Both heat and water went out at the Castle Hill houses in the Bronx.
WCBS's Steve Burns is there and joins us. Steve, you've been talking with folks who live there. What are they telling you today?
I got kind of the same thing from a lot of the people here, kind of an exasperated sigh, kind of we've been down this road before sigh. From what we've been told, both the heat and water, both hot and cold water, went out sometime overnight for everyone at this development. That's almost 5,000 people. One woman says it was so cold, she was tossing and turning overnight. She woke up, put some more layers on. Another man lives here with his 92-year-old grandmother. He says they try to avoid it, but today they had to turn the oven on and open the door, really the only source of heat they could get. A few other people said the heat is so unreliable here, and it has been for years, that they've gone out and bought some heaters, and they're using those now. So overall, really not what you want to see here on the first really cold day of the season.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too safe there. A lot of infrastructure in these NYCHA complexes is pretty old, Steve. What do we know about the conditions of the heat and the water equipment there?
Yeah, the boilers at a lot of these NYCHA complexes can be 40, 50, 60 years old. But here at Castle Hill, they're no more than 10 years old, pretty much brand new by NYCHA standards. And we know that because the city actually held a press conference here a little over 10 years ago, August 2009. Then Mayor Bloomberg was here talking about all the new energy efficient equipment that was being installed. That included new hot water heaters for each building and 5 new boilers. Now, we reached out to NYCHA to see what the exact cause of this outage is. They actually said it was a broken water main in the boiler room that took out both heat and water.
So it's a bad start for this heating season, and things didn't go all that well last year for NYCHA, did they?
No, not at all. There was a report done by the Legal Aid Society. They actually compiled all the records of these outages from last heating season that runs from October 1st to May 31st. They found that all the NYCHA units in the city, almost 90% of them went through a heat or hot water outage at some point during that span. So clearly an investment needs to be made. The city and state have started to allocate some more money here, but Legal Aid says it's not coming fast enough. And you can only hope that this outage here isn't a sign of what's to come this winter.
Steve, thanks for the update. WCBS's Steve Burns at the Castle Hill houses in the Bronx.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.